The federal government's warning universities against deregulated fees. The Minister for Tertiary Education and Skills, Chris Evans, has fired a preemptive salvo in the expectation the university sector may push for significant fee increases. The university's peak body, Universities Australia, is currently working on a formal policy paper, including the issue of fees and investment, to be released by the end of the year. Within the sector, there are varying opinions on deregulation, but Senator Chris Evans told PM's Alexandra Kirk, recent experience in Australia and the UK shows that when allowed, most unis increase fees to the maximum amount possible, without introducing competition.
Well, Labor's committed to access and equal opportunity. And what we know is high fees discourage students from taking up the opportunity to go to university, and that those from lower socioeconomic groups, from regional rural groups, don't get the same access to university.
But what about for courses such as medicine, business and law, where graduates benefit greatly in the form of very high salaries? So why shouldn't unis be allowed to charge more for such courses and then plough the extra money back into, say, hiring more staff and providing better services?
Well, the answer to that is to say that the high fees that they would set would deter students from applying, apart from those who come from wealthy families. The evidence on that is in. We know that higher fees decreases the participation. It favours those from higher income backgrounds, and it means that we'll get less graduates when, in fact, what Australia needs is more graduates to have a more skilled workforce. The reality is our HEC system, our system where we charge students for the cost of their fees when they begin working and when they hit a certain income level, is regarded as world's best practice. And we've been able to increase participation in university and open university up to people from lower socioeconomic groups to give every kid in Australia a chance to go to university if they have the ability and the commitment. And I think that's a really important part of making sure we're a clever, highly skilled country. And that's at the core of our future. We've got to be a high-skilled nation if we're going to compete internationally over the next decades.
Can you see no areas or no courses where higher fees wouldn't have a deleterious effect?
Well, the evidence is that deregulation of fees leads to decreased participation, higher debt. We have students in the US absolutely crippled by debt, so that President Obama's had to try and bring in special provisions to relieve them of their debt. We don't want to get a situation where a student leaves a university, goes out in the workforce, and has a debt that stays with them for many years, prevents them from, you know, marrying, getting a mortgage, developing their lives. And Australia, through the HECS Help Scheme, is regarded as having the best possible model for that. Students currently pay a decent contribution to their education.
And you don't think it should be any more than that?
What I'm saying is that's just adjusted according to CPI, etc.
But beyond CPI...
Labor believes that a deregulation of higher education will reduce participation, increase debt for students, and end up with a worse result for the nation. We need more graduates, not less. The changes Labor has made in government have increased the number of university students by about 150,000. That's going to drive higher skills and more productivity in our economy. We need to increase the numbers participating. And going back to an elitist model where only the rich can afford to go to university is not the future for Australia.
The university sector's in the process of writing a policy paper on such issues. Are you firing a warning shot because you expect them to argue for deregulation or higher indexation?
Look, I think what we've got is the sector are examining what they might do in the event of a Liberal government coming to power. I think they know that both with the past experience in Australia and what they've seen Conservative governments do overseas, is that there'll be a massive cut to public funding of education, and particularly tertiary education. And they're looking at ways at how they might be able to make up the difference, if you like. I don't think universities are at one on this. Many vice chancellors would tell you that they think deregulation is the wrong way to go. But it is a debate they're having. The Liberals would be forced to find savings, given what they've said about abolishing the mining tax, etc. We know that they've traditionally targeted tertiary education for savings, and I think the vice chancellors are considering what that would mean for them. the Conservatives in England have moved to a totally deregulated market, which has seen student fees triple and a 10% increase in applications to go to university. That's the sort of impact that deregulation has, and I think it would be really contrary to Australia's longer-term interests to have measures that favoured the well-off and reduce the number of Australians with the opportunity to go to university.
The Federal Minister for Higher Education, Senator Chris Evans, speaking to Alexandra Kirk.